In 1995, whether we agree with the then government in power, we agree with Brian Tobin and John Chrétien and others on their approach to the shotgun diplomacy outside the 200-mile limit, this has been referred to, and the turbot war, the fact remains that there was only one reason that something happened outside the 200-mile limit in 1995. And that was because the Minister of Fisheries had the backing of the Prime Minister of Canada. And for the situation outside the 200-mile limit to be resolved, and whatever the nature of the resolution is, whether it's by shotgun diplomacy or it's by hard and fast negotiating diplomacy, the fact remains that Jeff Regan, or Danny Williams, or Trevor Taylor, nor John Efford, however well-intentioned they might be, will not resolve the situation outside 200 miles until the Prime Minister's office sees the situation out there as a matter of public interest and national interest and ultimately international interest, and gives it the profile on the international stage that it deserves.